Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank. Welcome back guys, just me today, we haven't got any special guests. I thought I would keep the news ticking over and give you guys a little update us to the off-season and what everyone's doing during that. Today we're going to have a chat about the coaching search, which is ongoing still. We still haven't found anyone. This is as of the 30th of June. No one has been signed. And also the FIBA Olympic qualifiers have started. And one of our own, young Nikhil Alexander Walker, played in the Canadian national team. So we'll have a chat about that as well. Otherwise, probably going to be a short and sharp one today, but let's have some fun. So before we get into it, of course, today's episode is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up and you'll get a deposit match. Free money, basically. So go and sign up over there and whatever you put in, you'll get 100% deposit match, which we love, courtesy of our friends at mybookie. And of course, go and get all of your shaving needs over at manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code. And, yeah, go and use them. Use that code and get yourself a discount. I think the Lawnmower 4.0 is on its way. You know, we've been plugging the 3.0 for a while and they've upgraded it already. So make sure you go over there, have a look, and sort yourselves out. Hoopball20, HOOPBALL20, will give you 20% off and free shipping. We love that from the guys over there. So, let's get into it. In our last episode, we had a chat with Ollie Cassell from the Bird Rights, and he talked about different people being considered for the coaching position. As we know, Stan Van Gundy was let go after the first year of his four-year deal that he signed in the off-season. I think Griff had to eat humble pie a little bit and realise that it wasn't the right fit. There was talk of discontent and the like amongst the locker room between players such as Brandon Ingram and Stan, which you just don't want. You know, we're trying to win. And, you know, we had a year of teaching with Stan. It didn't pay off. And Griff was big enough to realize that that was the wrong idea. So the coaching search has been ongoing. From all reports, Chauncey Billups was right up there as one of the people they were chasing. He has subsequently signed with the Portland Trailblazers. Rick Carlisle, who had left the Mavericks, has signed with the Pacers. And Ime Udoka has signed with the Boston Celtics. So they were some of the big names that were floated around as the people that could absolutely get a head coaching job in this offseason. Some other guys that the Pelicans were interested in were, or was, or is, Jark Vaughn from the Brooklyn Nets. He was the interim head coach there before Steve Nash took over and was an assistant this year. And then also Charles Lee from Milwaukee Bucks. So he's currently busy mucking around trying to win an Eastern Conference final. So we haven't seen much of that develop. A development today was that Jark Vaughn has actually withdrawn himself from every head coaching search. He's decided he doesn't want to be a head coach this year and he's going to stay in Brooklyn, I think, for family reasons. completely understandable in these times. If your family's there in Brooklyn, well, sometimes you don't want to relocate. You're in a pretty good position there, competing for championships and the like when that roster is healthy. I think he's a great a fit there as well, and I think they've really liked having him as a lead assistant there behind Steve Nash. So when you've got a rookie head coach, it's about building good assistants in that coaching team, filling it out with other guys with different experiences. So very good for him to stay there, and wish him all the best. That, I suppose, turns our focus to Charles Lee. So he's a younger sort of coach, 36 years old or thereabouts. He's worked on Wall Street. He knows how to work with the executives. He knows how to work with the younger guys. He knows how to develop players. He's seen that go through the process at Atlanta with following Coach Bud, and then and now at Milwaukee, where they're competing and at a higher level. And we've seen those guys go from strength to strength as well. Those players being Chris Middleton, Giannis. He knows how to work with the big stars. So, you know, that is an intriguing sort of thing that could a younger, I suppose, more vibrant coach, he knows the NBA, he knows that corporate side as well as the player side, could that be a good fit? Well, you know, from all reports, probably. He sounds like he's ready to make that jump, and that'll be a really interesting sort of turn of events for us, a different new age, so to speak, coach rather than the old school coach like a Stan Van Gundy, and even an Alvin Gentry, who was a more of a player's coach rather than a X's and O's coach. So we'll see what happens with that. Another person that has been floated is Willie Green recently, a lead assistant over at the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, they're deep in a Western Conference Finals run as well. Could be another guy that's pushing it. I've heard good things about him just in passing. No official source or anything like that, but there have been some rumblings that former Pelican, well, Hornets player, Willie Green could also be in consideration, a high-character guy, and a guy waiting for his chance. Now, there is this argument, do you go and get an established coach? Do you go and get a new... Do you give someone new a chance? And I think it's got to come down to who's the best person that's put in front of you. You know, guys like Jacques Vaughn, they have that experience. Yeah, the Magic, you know, he didn't do well there. The team that he had were average, is the word I'm going to use. So how can you blame a rookie head coach not being able to turn that into wins when you've got pretty average players to work with? No offense to that team, but they were not that great, and the success, I think, reflected that. Now, if we remember, Kenny Atkinson was sacked mid-season to bring Jacques Vaughn in, promoted to interim head coach with that Nets team because he couldn't relate to the stars, and they felt that Jacques could. So, unfortunately, we didn't get him. But then you get these first-time head coaches such as, you know, you have a look at guys like Chauncey Billups. He's getting his go. Ime Udoka has been putting his reps in. These guys are getting their chances. The established head coaches, you know, Mike D'Antoni still floating around. I've seen his name floating around a bit as well. As to whether or not you'd want to bring him in, I don't know. I think maybe it is time to blood new people. And if Charles Lee's the guy, well, give him the nod. I've also heard David Vanderpool over at, he's at Portland briefly, and for a while, and then more recently he has been at the Minnesota Timberwolves as an assistant coach, and another high character guy. They call him the Damian Lillard Whisperer, which if you've been following Twitter, could be on the cards that we go after him. You know, I think if you go and sign him, then we push all the eggs into the one basket and say, we need to get Dame, and we need to use David Vanderpool to call him up and go and get him. And we'll get to that a little bit later on as to whether or not we think we've got a chance of pulling it off. But at the moment, there's a few different guys floating around, and I think we need to find someone new. I think we need to find a new guy that can connect with Zion. I think he needs to be involved. I think Brandon Ingram does as well. And I think we find guys that... we find a lead coach that is ready and is ready to grow with this team, because that's what we need. We need to see this team, and we need to see some success, and we need guys that have been there. You know, Charles Lee, he's there. Vanderpool, he's been in the playoffs. You know, you see these guys that have had that success as assistants. You know, they know how to win. Whether it's win at all or not, who knows? But sometimes that's about the players that you get dealt with. So we'll see what happens. Watch this space, I suppose. Yeah, hopefully we get someone good. That's all I want. I want someone that we can cheer for, and it's going to give us some sustained success so that Zion Williamson doesn't crack a sad and bail. I know it probably won't happen, and we're never going to give his rights up, regardless of the demands, but we...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We'll see what happens. So, second part of today's show. The FIBA qualifiers have started, and they kicked off this morning with Greece and Canada. Both teams had a few different NBA players playing. I think this is the first time Canada's had so many. We saw Lou Dort playing, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Corey Joseph, Dwight Powell, Trey Lyles, RJ Barrett, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins, Michael Mulder, and former NBA player Andrew Nicholson all suit up for the Canadians. Over at Greece, Nick Kalathis, if you remember him, George Papagiannis, he was playing. He was a former Kings draftee, I'm fairly certain. Didn't work out. Kostas Antetokounmpo waiting for the rest of the boys to rock up and join the team, the other brothers. Prayers up to Giannis today, who looks like he may have suffered a serious knee injury, but yeah, hopefully he is okay after a horrible leg knee extension, which looked no good. But the game was hard fought. Canada pulled away at the end, 97-91 victory. The first half was all Nikhil. And that's why we're talking about it, because, yeah, Pelicans player, Nikhil Alexander-Walker starred for him. He was really influential. He played 21 minutes. You know, he had 18 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 5 of 7 from, oh, sorry, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 4 free throws. He also had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, only 1 turnover, and even a steal as well. He was plus, he was minus 1 on the night, but, you know, you live with that. He was really good. And in the first half, he had 14 points. Second half, Wiggins took over a little bit more, as did RJ Barrett, and Dwight Powell seemed to lead the charge a bit. But otherwise, he looked really good, and he looked strong. There were some moments in the second half where they were switching a bit, and he got caught on one of the taller guys, one of the big guys for Greece, and they were trying to back him down, and he held his own. He held him there, and, you know, that length and ability to advance the ball quickly, I think, looks really, really good, and he looks like a starting shooting guard. Honestly, I think he has a spot in our starting lineup next year if he doesn't get traded. But, yeah, really impressive for the young fella, and good to see him representing his country. You know,
coming up to the Olympics, it's always good fun to see the guys come in and play and represent playing at the highest level, I guess. You know, I think while the NBA is the best private league, I guess, playing for your country is probably the biggest honour you can have. So good to see the NBA guys pulling on the colours and giving it a real crack. So we'll see if Canada qualifies. It was a good start against Greece. We also had the game Turkey and Uruguay. We're on this morning as well. And yeah, that'll be an interesting one to see the outcome of at this time. I haven't watched it, so maybe I'll watch it later on and I'll let you know the score after that. So, before I wrap up, I know this has been a short and sweet one today. We're going to have a chat about the Damian Lillard rumors that have been circulating. We haven't really talked about it much. Rumors are that Damian Lillard wasn't happy about Chauncey Billups being the coach, that he wasn't involved in this coaching search. And he's basically said to Neil Oshley that you and the Portland front office that you need to go and get me another all-star or I'm out. And he wanted an established head coach. He said he wanted Jason Kidd, which I don't know why he wanted that. He signed with the Mavs, but he hasn't had any success at all. So who knows what you would want with that fella. But anyway, that's what he wanted. It was turned down. Jason Kidd pulled out of that Portland race without actually ever being considered. And so now, apparently, he could be on the move. And the Pelicans have a fantastic war chest full of draft picks and young talent. And also a second all-star if you want to float Brandon Ingram in there. I, for one, don't want to float him. And I've seen this floating around and people are saying, oh, you know, Brandon Ingram, you have to get rid of him. And I just feel like there's enough there that we could build a contender with Zion and Damian Lillard. I think that's a fantastic trio. And I think we're absolutely spoiled for talent. And I think you could put cheap veterans and mid-range, mid-level guys around them. I think they'll come to New Orleans if you've got a guy like that pulling them along. Now, to get that done, Damian Lillard's obviously making a truckload of money. And so you're going to have to match the salaries to trade that. So you're going to have to at least give up one of Bledsoe or Steven Adams. And I don't think either of those are untouchable. I think both of them should be floated. And I think it's probably a combination of Bledsoe and young talent. Perhaps it's Kyra as well that goes. Maybe Jackson Hayes. But I don't think you hold anything back. I think you push all chips to the middle and say, what do you want? I mean, we got 6 draft picks for Jrue Holiday. What are they going to want for Damian Lillard? I know they want multiple picks, first rounders. Well, we've got heaps of them. So let's put them in the middle and say, match us. You know, we've got the top 10 pick this year. We didn't move up. We didn't move down. That looks to be floated as probably the key to getting this all done. That's going to be going probably other first round drafts in future drafts as well. But I think you have to go all in. I think you have to show your cards and say, let's get him down here. Because what you don't want to happen is an Anthony Davis situation where we have 7 years of him and he cracks us out and then wants to leave. And then all of a sudden goes to the Lakers and wins a chip in his first year. And that is just add insult to injury. So we need to start winning now. We need to start getting into the playoffs. We need to start giving Zion that success. I think Brandon Ingram as well. You know, he signed for 5 years. Let's make the most of it. And I did read an interesting take that if you get Damian Lillard, you should probably re-sign Lonzo Ball. And I think if you can hold on to him, then I think you should. I think you should re-sign him and build a backcourt around those two. Because, you know, you've got that lengthy guard. He will then only have to defend. He won't have to be that third scorer. He can focus on doing what he does well, which is catch and shoot threes. And defending. And he can be that secondary playmaker behind Damian Lillard. Nikhil, you know, you'd probably have to go in the deal, unfortunately. But if you can hold on to him, I can understand it. Because re-signing your own free agents allows you to go over the soft cap. Whereas if you try to bring other guys in and you're already pressed up against it, you can't go and get them. There's no cap space. So to get quality players that, you know, could be trade fodder down the line, you probably need to re-sign your own guys if you don't include them in that trade package for Damian Lillard. So as to whether or not it'll happen, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I'd love for him to come down there. He's one of my favorite players. And it would just be great. He'd be that absolute clutch scorer, all-star, almost Hall of Fame type player that, you know, that we need and that we haven't had. So
I think we go all in. We see what happens, and I suppose we play it from there.
Okay, so to summarise, we don't have a coach. Nikhil played well. We need to go get Damian Lillard, and we see what happens if it is, in fact, that he wants out. Guys, I don't have much more for you today. We're going to try to get more guests on here. Maybe we'll do a draft review and talk about what we're going to get with that 10th pick. I know it's been floated around a little bit in a few different places, but we'll see what happens. Otherwise, until then, look after yourselves, stay safe, and I'll chat to you very, very soon. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Pelican Scoop. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is the show. Look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.